Let me go right to Delbert Africa. I got Delbert on the air. What's up, my brother? On the move.
On the move. On the move. Long live revolution.
Yes, sir. How you been, brother?
I'm doing good, thanks to the power of John Africa, feeling strong despite the oppression, attempted oppression of this parole board and this government and keeping Move 9 down.
Well, you sounding well, brother. You sounding well and spirited.
That's the way it's got to be. We've been taught ever since the beginning of our involvement with Move that revolution is not an easy thing, but it's a necessary thing.
Right.
For those that's committed to saving their family and themselves from this oppression, they got to commit themselves to it. So we keep ourselves strong.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, right now, we're still battling this parole board that has denied all of us parole for the second time. Last year when we first came up, the parole board has said that they denied us parole because we didn't show remorse, because we refused to accept responsibility for the offense committed and so forth. This year they came back with the same thing despite us telling them, how can we show accept responsibility for something that we haven't done? For 31 years now, have told the public and the government we didn't kill any cops on August 8, 1978. That you, the police department, are the ones that came out to our house, 600 strong, shooting, tearing down buildings, destroying evidence, and then framing us for the crime. Judge Edwin Melman gave all nine of our defendants, all nine of us MOVE members, 30 to 100 years for a crime we did not commit. And now here it is, the parole board adding on to that punishment. Here, Judge Edwin Melman, who did not like us, hated us in fact, gave us 30 to 100 years. Okay, that's done with.
You've done the 30.
Exactly.
Right.
That was done. And now here's the parole board coming up saying, okay, we're going to further punish you by saying you don't show remorse. Now, I mean, how are we supposed to show remorse? Remorse is something that's stated that, okay, I don't feel good. And we have told them from the get-go, we hate the loss of life, but we were not responsible for that loss of life. And, in fact, all the legalities that the government needs to show our innocence has already been shown. They're the ones that destroyed evidence by tearing down our house 2 hours after we was gone. They're the ones that gave us paraffin tests to see if we had fired any weapons. And all of each and every person, MOVE members and the supporters that were in the house came up negative. We hadn't fired any weapons. But we were railroaded then, and we're being railroaded now by this parole board. But we refused to knuckle down to them. They want and think to intimidate us. And they cannot intimidate us. We refuse to be intimidated.
So, Delbert, now, what is the next step? I mean, in terms of the appeal, do you have another form of appeal to the parole board, or is there, are you putting together your case for a view by the parole board, or what is the next step?
The next step, and one that we would really like people to get on, is for the public to put pressure on these people.
Okay.
For the public to come on out and say, wait a minute, they did 30 to 100 years. Well, our beloved sister Merle Africa died under these damn conditions in March 13, 1998. We've had brothers and sisters separated from their children for these 31 years for a crime they know we did not commit. Judge Edwin Melman said, I don't care who did it. Since MOVE wants to act as a family, I'm going to sentence all of them as a family. Our sisters up at Cambridge Springs right now, they don't even have gun charges on them. They never even had gun charges on them. But Edwin Melman sentenced everybody. And what we're saying right now is for the public to get on the parole board, the Board of Probation and Parole, get on of Governor Ed Rendell, who was the district attorney at that time in 1978, and tell him about this offense. That's because we know from our teaching, this government does not operate out of justice, out of what's right, out of any fairness. They operate from pressure. And what we're urging the public to do and asking them to do, put pressure on these people to do the right thing. And they will succumb to pressure.
Well, I
agree that this government be afraid of the people instead of people being afraid of the government.
That's correct. I applaud you, brother. Plus, I continue to pray for you. And, you know, just to hear you define 31 years of your life have been incarcerated. And now we're, according to all sentencing guidelines, after that 30-year, Mac, you should be eligible for parole. Totally. No questions asked.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
We don't have a history of so-called criminal crimes. You know, we have homes available for each and every move member. We have housing. We have job offers. We have income. Who else would be most eligible?
You.
Every offense that they say we've committed has always been on a political level. Always. We ain't out there robbing nobody, raping nobody, none of that, oppressing the community.
And just so the audience know, I want you to know that this is Delbert Africa, a member of the MOVE, who some 30 years ago was sentenced to 30 to 100 along with his family members. And many of us, for at least my age, would remember that scene out there what was that?
Correctional Institution in Dallas.
Yeah. In Powhatan Village, and the whole process that took place during that. And Delbert is calling from incarceration now. And as he stated, the entire member of their family have already served their 30 years. They have what the state or the penal system requires, a home plan, a job plan, an income strategy, a support network. They have all of those things in place. Plus, they've served their minimum sentence. So there's no reason for them not to be released. So Delbert's cry is to ask the listening audience to begin to call the governor's office, call your legislator's office, call, and he's still there? Okay, come on back, Delbert.
One thing I would like to put out, they have a parole hotline number.
Okay, what's that number?
All right, that number is 717
772-4343.
And I'm asking the people of Philadelphia and the listening area, call in and demand it. Just ask them to justify why they're keeping us in jail.
Okay.
Ask them, each and every one of us has the prison recommendation for parole.
Why don't you name all who we're talking about?
Myself, Delbert Africa. My brother who's incarcerated here at Dallas with me, William Phillips Africa. And at Cambridge Springs, you got my sister, Janet Africa, Janet Holloway Africa.
Right.
You have Debbie Sims Africa, and you have Janine Phillips Africa.
Janine. How you spell Janine?
Is that what? J-A-N-I-N-E.
J-A-N-I-N-E. Okay.
And then down at Mahanoy, you have Edward Goodman Africa.
Edward.
He's down there by himself.
Right.
Then at Gratisfoot, you have...
This call is from the State Correctional Institution at Dallas and is subject to monitoring and recording.
At Gratisfoot, you have our brothers Michael Davis Africa and Chuck Sims Africa.
Okay. And Chuck. Got you. All right, my brother.
And it would be good to have the people call in or write or phone, because I'm sure they have an email address somewhere.
We'll find that out. I will make it also my business to find that out and get that information out. This is Sultan Ahmed. I'm sitting in today for Dr. Reggie Bryant, but I'm certainly familiar with this issue, certainly familiar with y'all. And many years before that, we had our office around the corner at 3625 Wallace Street, where we were shot out of that building and stripped as part of the Black Panther Party. So
I know it well.
Yes, sir. So some of my good friends are up Dallas as well. Get the greetings to the big brother Fareed, James 89, my main man, James Anderson, if you happen to see him, Delbert. But yes, sir, my brother. So we definitely want to make sure that folks begin to start calling the parole hotline at 1717-772-4343 and ask the question, why haven't the members of the MOVE family, and we have the names here we'll give, and why haven't they been released? Why haven't they been moved to a position where they can come back and join their family after serving their sentence and being those kind of inmates who qualify for all of the following, which is according to the system?
And I want to tell the public, too, when we go see the parole board, the MOVE members, we don't go in there begging them for nothing. We don't go in there abusive. We don't go in there cursing them, but we don't go in there begging. And that is what has this system upset. That after 31 years, after all the things that we've gone through, watching the murder of our family in 1985, after all this incarceration, that we still go in there unbowed and unshaken. We are still committed to John Africa's revolution, to bringing forth freedom for everybody. Because this fight ain't just about MOVE, it's about everybody. As the increased shootings by police of its citizens should show people. It ain't just MOVE that is suffering from this thing, it's everybody out there. Every day we see more and more people hurt. You know?
So, Deborah, before we go, for those who are not familiar with what took place in August of 78, you might want to just take a moment to share that and once again encourage our listening audience to make that appeal on y'all behalf and be supportive of this cause to have the, what would it be, seven or eight altogether? Eight MOVE members released from incarceration after over 31 years.
On August 8, 1978, 600 police came out to our house. 300 to 600 police came out to our house demanding that we vacate our home according to some so-called agreement with the city that we would leave the house after 90 days. But the city violated that so-called agreement by not giving us the opportunity to purchase land, to seek land, and so forth. And we told them, said, no, y'all wrong. We'll leave here when we're settled, when we have a spot. Judge Chief Fred DeBona signed a warrant authorizing the arrest and eviction of MOVE members from the house. Chief Fred DeBona had nothing to do with what was a civil case, and in fact, there was an order from the judge, from another judge already, telling the city to cease and desist coming out to the house and destroying the house. Anyway, at that morning, after ordering us out the house and us refusing, the police, after a lull in the house, and I want to say MOVE men were outside in front of the house trying to save animals who were trapped underneath the porch when the bulldozer shoved in the porch of the building. Police were within 12 to 15 feet of us at all times, armed, and we were like, had our shirts off and everything. So obviously we wasn't weapon-wise. If they wanted to just arrest us, they could have done that. We retreated after rescuing the animals, the whole family and our three supporters retreated down into the basement. Shortly after we retreated to the basement, that's when the police broke out with tear gas and gunfight. Eventually, we were forced out of the house.
60 seconds remaining.
Eventually, we were forced out of the house. As people know, witnessed the beating, my beating on the side of the house. Other MOVE members were beaten that weren't on camera. And we were arrested. 2 hours after our arrest, the police completely tore down the house. Neighbors told us it was a vacant lot. 2 hours after we were arrested. That means the house, the trees in front of the house, everything. And after trial,
after 30 seconds remaining.
After a lengthy trial, we were convicted of the crime which they know we didn't commit and given this unjust sentence.
Well,
that briefly is what happened.
Okay, my brother. Well, listen, y'all stay strong, stay on the MOVE, keep the spirits, and, you know, we're going to continue to do what we can on this end in an effort to get your message out and to inform folks to begin to call that parole hotline at 1-717-772-4343. Lodge your complaint, lodge your concern, lodge your knowledge that these men and women have served their minimum sentence. They were given a sentence of 30 to 100 years. They've been incarcerated now 31 years, and it's time to let these people go. So stay strong, my brother. We'll keep you informed. All right, that was a real special interview, and I was really surprised by that. And, you know, I remember Delbert and Gerald Ford and many of the MOVE members. And, you know, just to think back 31 years ago and imagine a part of your life. And there was no way that it could be told who shot Officer Ramp, I think it was, and due to the fire that many investigators believed that it was the friendly fire of the police. And then all physical evidence was destroyed because the house was destroyed. Everything was removed from the site, so there was no real way to begin the process of actually following up on what could have taken place. So that was Delbert Africa calling us from SCI Dallas, which is way up on the hill, regarding the MOVE confrontation, August, I think it was the 8th, August 8th, 1978. Just imagine that. All right, let's go back to the phones. I got Brother Pinnell from North Philly. Brother Pinnell.
Yes, sir.